people, in this video, we're going to run through 5 steps a billionaire takes for him to achieve his goals. Now, before we do dive deep into the 5 steps that Ray Dalio takes for him to achieve his goals, for him to build a billion-dollar empire, we're going to quickly run through his story. Because this guy, Ray Dalio, he started with humble beginnings. He's like me and you. When he started his journey, he was not given everything on a plate, like you see all these billionaires or millionaires today. Most millionaires and billionaires were given all their fortune so they can start their journey. But for me and you, we're like Ray Dalio. When he was younger, he liked to party. He liked to spend time with girls. He got in trouble. Everything wasn't given to him on a plate. He had humble beginnings. But guess what? He had a dream. And he loved the markets. You know, trading. And he made a decision when he was younger to master the markets, to go out there and hustle. Like me and you, we have a dream, we have to hustle. Okay, we start with humble beginnings, but we have to put in the work to achieve our dreams. And that's like him, that's what he went through. And when he was on his journey, trying to master the markets, he took hella L's. He was doing well. He started this journey in a small room like one I'm in now. But man, this L was big. He was doing well, he was progressing, but he took a big L and he had to borrow $4,000 off his dad. And if you ask me, that's quite embarrassing. That hurts the ego. Just imagine you're doing so well, you're progressing on your journey towards your dream, and then you take a big L and you have to borrow $4,000 off your dad. For me, that would hurt my ego. I don't know about you. But yeah, that's why I'm sharing this short story of Ray Dalio with you. Just to say, you know what? We can relate to him. You know what? We start with humble beginnings. Me and you, we weren't given everything on a plate. We weren't given billion dollars to start our journey. We started with humble beginnings. And that's the same as Ray Dalio. And guess what he did? He built a billion-dollar empire. So why can't we? Do you know what I mean? Why can't we do that? Now, I'm guessing you're watching this video because you're like me. Me, I had to hustle. You had to hustle. You had to work hard for your money. Sometimes I had to make money legally, sometimes illegally, and I know it's not good. I got in trouble. I like parties. I like spend time with girls. I took hella L's. I'm starting in my room, like a small room. And guess what? Ray Dalio did the exact same thing. That's why I can relate to him. That's why, in a way, I look up to him. Because he made it possible. We can relate to him. You know what? If he can do it, why can't you do it? And that's no motivational, you know, positive crap. I'm serious. If he can do it from humble beginnings, why can't we? Now, before we do dive deep into the 5 steps that will help you achieve your goals, that help Ray Dalio build a billion-dollar empire, I just want to say that these steps saved my life. And I'm not just saying that. No way. These steps saved my life. So I'm hoping these 5 steps will help you progress and find your straight path towards your goals, towards your ambitions, towards your dreams. So my people, the first step we need to take is we've got to have clear goals. We have to have clear, specific goals on what we want. Because if we don't, we'll be all over the place. That's the first step. Set specific goals for yourself. The second step is identify the problems that are stopping you from achieving that specific goal. The first step is we have to diagnose those problems to their root causes. Find out the root cause of that problem so we can get past it. The fourth step is design a plan that will help you get past these problems and progress on your journey towards your goals. And the fifth step is do what is necessary to push past the pain and get the results that you desire. Now my people, you might be thinking, Andy, you went through that way too quickly. What I'm going to do now is give you some examples that help you gain some clarity on what you need to do to achieve your goals. So let's say, for example, the first step is you have a clear goal. You want to build a business, okay? Now I said clear. You have to be specific. What type of business do you want to build? Is it a food business? Is it to do with clothes? Is it to do with shoes? What business do you want to build? How much money do you want to make? How many employees do you want to have? That sort of thing. You need to be specific for it to work. That's the first step. Set specific goals for yourself. The second step is, okay, cool. You've got that big goal. You want to build a business. Now, you've got to identify the problems that could come up that could stop you from achieving your goals. So for example, let's say you know that you need employees to build this big business, but you know deep down that you're not great with people. When it comes to people, you communicate in a way that pisses them off, that doesn't get the best out of them, that you can't influence them. So it's not gonna work. And that goes nicely into the first step. You need to diagnose that problem to its root cause. So you might be thinking, okay, I'm not great with people, but why am I not great with people? It could be because when you were younger, you didn't learn the techniques, or you didn't learn how to communicate correctly with people. You just spent a lot of time at home, not talking to people, you're quite antisocial. And that's the reason why you're not great with people. That's the reason why you can't influence them. So that's where we move on to the fourth step. We design a plan to get past this problem, to get past this problem that's stopping you from achieving your goals. And that design could be, you know what, I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna take some courses that are gonna help me communicate correctly. They're gonna help me learn how to influence my employees to get the best out of them. And once you've done that, you put a plan together, you're taking action on that design, do what is necessary. The fifth step, do what is necessary to push past the pain and achieve your goals. So my people, now it's your turn. Ask yourself, seriously, ask yourself, what do you really want? Be specific. The second step, what problems are holding you back from achieving your goals? Now you've identified the problems, what's the root cause? What's the root cause of those problems? The fourth step, put together a plan that can help you progress past the pain, past the problems, towards your goals. And number five, do what is necessary to achieve your results that you desire. Now my people, I hope that made sense, and I hope you take your time, and I'm serious about this, I hope you take your time to run through these five steps, because I'm guessing you're here watching this because you're serious about your future. Because I believe there's three types of people in this world, and the first one is a joker. They're not serious about their future. They don't even watch these videos. They don't even care what they do with their lives. That's the joker. And I'm guessing you're not that person. The second person is the dreamer. They have big dreams, but they expect those dreams just to come to them. They don't hustle, they don't put in the work. Now I'm hoping you're the third person, because you're watching this. You're a dreamer and a hustler. You have big dreams, you have specific goals, and you actually put in the work. And if you're that third person, I'm hoping you actually do these five steps that Ray Dalio, a billionaire business builder, put together for you. I'm hoping you take action, because I believe you're serious about your future, because you're watching this right now. So my people, it's a simple question. Who are you gonna be? Number one, the joker. Number two, the dreamer who expects everything just to come to them. Or number three, the dreamer and the hustler. So guys, I'm hoping by next week when my new video comes out, you would have done these five steps. You would have identified the specific goals you want, the problems. You diagnose the problems, you put together design, and you push past the pain, and you do what's necessary for you to achieve your results. Right, my people, that's the end of my first video in my new channel, Bizovation, Business Motivation for Next Generation, because we are the future. And that's why we need lessons like this. That's why we need to learn lessons from billionaires that can help us progress on our journey. Now, I've just got one more thing to say before we go. I give away this info for free that billionaires use, and I'm hoping you can subscribe for free. I give you something for free, you give me something for free. So if you haven't already, please subscribe to my channel, this new channel on Bizovation, Business Motivation for the Next Generation.